What's up, you guys? I am Micah Folsom, and you're listening to the Do Your Crap podcast. I was overwhelmed, uninspired, and unfulfilled, and I knew there had to be a different way to do life. Turns out there totally is. And I found my calling in helping people learn and do the unsexy habits that build a legendary life. Each and every week, I'm going to help you bust through the crap that's holding you back and break down the simple habits and mindset shifts that will help you rock every aspect of your life. Are you ready to do the things that most people won't so that you can live the life that most people can't? Here we go. Welcome back to the Do Your Crap podcast. This is your host, Micah Folsom, and we have a guest on with us today that is the ultimate example of living a big and life. If you don't know what I mean by that, I'm a big, big, big believer in you can do all of the things that you love and you can do them well. You can be the mom, you can be the entrepreneur, you can be the athlete, you can be the whatever it is. Like there's a million things that people want to do. And so often we box ourselves into feeling like we can only do certain things. And if we do more things, then it takes away from others. And I'm like, no, we can figure it out. So a little bit about her. She is many, many things. She wears many hats. She currently lives in Surprise, Arizona. She's a wife. She's a mother. She has two beautiful boys, ages 3 and 5. And she is, get this, she owns a dance studio called Beautiful Bodies Pole Dance Fitness. She is a competitive pole sport athlete, and she was recently named the 2023 USPSF National Champion. She literally is so rad. I love watching her stuff on social. It's so cool. She's currently training for the World Championships that are going to be held in Finland this November. So we are going to dig into all of the things that have gotten her to this place in life, allowed her to not spread herself into these areas, but really just have the capacity to fill these roles and to follow a life filled with purpose and passion and joy and do all of the things that she loves. So we're going to be talking mom life. We're going to be talking entrepreneurship. We're going to be talking about, world-class athlete. So health and wellness, so many awesome things in this episode. So let's turn it over. We're going to have Bree Fernelius on with us. Let's turn it over to the chat. All right, Bree, welcome to the show. I am so pumped to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, it's going to be so good. So good. So before we dig into a lot of the meat, I want to hear more about your story a little bit. Like how in the world did you come across pole dance fitness? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's the easiest way. Cause like if people say pole dancing, they attribute it to something else.
Yeah,
and like
exactly.
Fitness is something else. And sometimes people refer to it as pole sport. So it really depends on kind of where your avenue and what your training looks like. So,
okay. So tell us more about this. How does one find themselves an epic pole dance fitness rock star?
Thanks. So I got into pole in 2017. I was a gymnast growing up, dancer growing up, all the competitiveness in me wanted to do something relevant to what I knew and loved growing up. At a certain point in my life, like going through college and a little bit after college, when we moved to Arizona, I grew up mostly in Utah. So when we left Utah and we're here on our own, I was like, man, I just feel like something's missing. I don't know what it is though, because like, I love the gym, but it's not satisfying me anymore. Like it's not where I want it to be and what I want to do and what gives me like what fills my cup. So, I actually got into pole, like I searched online one day thinking I was going to be like ballroom because I've done ballroom before. And I was like, adult dance near me. And like pole came up and I was like,
you're like, okay,
this is, but we're going to go look at it, go check it out, feel for it, go for it. First class I took, I was like, yeah, this is it. This is it. So like, this is where I want to be. This is my niche. Like, this is a perfect balance of like the eleganceness of like gymnastics and dance of how I was anyways, and the difficulty and the challenge and just the reward of it all.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
So, yeah, I started in 2017. It didn't take me very long to advance, but then about 5 months in, I did get pregnant. So I took about halfway through my pregnancy, I stopped polling. I still went to the gym and whatnot. And I took about a year off completely from just from pole. I had some physical complications after having my first child. And then I took off again, January 2019, started again in my home to rebuild everything. And then, yeah, I knew I wanted to open a studio. That had been on my brain for quite some time. I just didn't know when it was going to happen. And I did end up getting pregnant again about 6 months later.
Love it.
But that was like total accident. Don't really know how that happened. Right. So I ended up pulling all the way through with his pregnancy, though. Like, it was the only time I ever had relief with my hips, because he was so low for so long, he killed me. And about 3 weeks postpartum, I jumped back into it.
You're a boss.
They're just like, you need to like make sure you're not bleeding. I'm like, I know, don't worry. I'm gonna be good. It's all good. We're good. But right after I had Quinn, my second, my first is Oliver, Quinn's my second. I opened softly our studio. This is our old studio space, but
nice.
It's kind of bright, but this is where the pole used to be behind me. I opened softly in my home. It was right after COVID hit too. So it was just kind of a perfect thing for people to come in and enjoy working out, meeting friends, being normal, so to speak, for the time it was. And about fast forward a year later, I signed a lease for a place literally 300 feet from here. City delay. It took us a whole year and a half almost after signing the lease to actually get in and open. So we have been open officially in our big space for a year, like as of a week ago. So yeah.
So cool. So, and it's been, we've been connected on social for like almost through all of that, I feel like. Yes. So it's been so cool to just watch how all of this has progressed. And I didn't realize that there was so you're training right now for the world championships, which I'm like, what? I didn't even know that was a thing. This is so cool. So cool.
They're trying to make it like the organization I go through. They're trying to make it an Olympic sport, because it should be. Gosh. It's just so hard to add
right.
to the Olympics, apparently. Yeah. So, I'm actually going to Finland next month.
That is incredible.
For Team USA. So yeah.
Is it something that's like streamed? Can we watch it?
Yeah, it will be streamed. I don't have the link yet. I know it does cost money to watch the whole thing. Cause there's, gosh, in just my category, I think I counted that there was 33 of us. Just my category.
Like from all over the world.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
That is so cool. So
I'm excited.
Cool. Okay. I love it so much. So how does one, a thing that I get a lot from listeners and even from people on social asking me like, but how do you do it all? This and this and this. Like, I feel like so many people live their life feeling like they're boxed in. They're like, yeah, I'd love to do this and I'd love to do that, but I've got this role as a mom and it takes everything I have, or I've got this role as this, or I've got this career or whatever. You've been able to figure out kind of like the magic, like you're doing the mom life, the wife life, the career, the athlete, so many different things. How do you do it all?
Honestly, like there are definitely times and weeks and months where I feel like I can't do it all. But once I realize that you can't fit everything, like all of the roles that you are, you can't fit them in a perfect amount of time. Like every single day I have equal amount of time to give, to be a mom, to be a wife, to be an entrepreneur, to be an athlete, to do just other things, whatever the case may be. Right.
Yeah.
Once I figured out that that is just absolutely impossible, and realize and give myself a little bit of grace when it came to, you know what, today, this week is going to be a little bit more dedicated to X because this is coming up. So I really need to focus and hone in on this.
Yeah.
And then next week I can focus a little bit more on this and be okay with that. There are definitely are weeks that, like, especially after Nationals, because Nationals was 2 months ago and I've been preparing pretty hard for Worlds, and it's been a very stressful journey the last month or so. My brain has been like 95% pole and like focusing on it and the routine and what I need to do. And just, it's been a lot. So it's put a lot of stress on me, but in those times I'm like, okay, even the little bit of a windows that I have, like the window that I have to spend with my kids, like I need to try and enjoy and embrace those moments, even if it's only like 10 minutes a day, because I literally only have that to give at this moment. We do have a nanny, so I don't neglect my children. And they are also in school, so it does help that, like, in the mornings and early afternoons they are at school. But once I found out and like found a rhythm of, okay, it's okay to dedicate more time in this area of my life this week or this month because this is coming up, and then in like a month or two, I mean, we're ever changing, our schedules are always changing, so like in 2 months or like in a month, because basically after, because I compete Thanksgiving weekend, but once I get home, like it's holiday season, like I already know I'm going to be taking a break from pole a little bit, and I can, like, I have more family time, I can dedicate more like freedom with my children and traveling and, you know, being with my husband and stuff like that. So just giving grace, I think, is the most important part when it comes to, like, don't feel bad about like having to perfectly put everything in a exact timeline box, because that's just not possible. And it makes you stressed out. At least it stressed me out when I first tried to, like, how do I balance everything? Mm-hmm. Like the word balance doesn't necessarily mean equal. Like you have to just kind of go with the ebbs and the flows and be happy with it. As long as you're on the track of where you need to be, like where you see success, where you're helping your children, making sure they're growing, where your marriage is still growing, where your faith is growing, all these things.
Yeah. So. I love it. And I love that you brought up balance, because I think that's such a hoax. People are like, oh, I need to be balanced, but it's more so, it's not this equal situation. It's like certain things need certain amount of energy and attention, and different seasons of life are going to call for different things. So it is, it's such a flex situation. And I like the visual of like juggling, and some balls are glass and you literally cannot break them. That would be like your relationships, the things that are like, no matter what's going on, I am going to continue to keep this ball juggling because it is not going to break. And then there's other things that are rubber, and if they have to give and take a little bit, they bounce, they fall, they don't crash, whatever. And then there's things, I don't even know what the other one is, but there's just certain things that throughout life you just do, you learn how the give and the ebbs and the flows and the things that work for you. And I think so big too is like you mentioned, releasing that expectation and releasing that pressure that you put on yourself. And it's usually external. It's usually like oh, they expect me to show up this way and I literally can't. So now then you get that shame and that guilt. And it's like, when you can release that and be like, well, what are my priorities? Right. What does this season of life look like for me? How do I show up and give and serve and give, like contribute in the ways and the areas that I need to? That's when you feel from the internal perspective, like filled, like joyful and purposeful, and not like stressed and overwhelmed. And yes, exactly. 100%. Yes. Love it. So was there anything specifically, like when you were in the seasons of building up your, like your studio, doing things like that, did you ever deal with any like internal conflict as far as, cause you had kids, or did you have one or two at the time?
I had two.
You had two.
I had, okay. So I had one and I was pregnant with Quinn when I had already like started the business planning and kind of getting everything rolling before I had Quinn. Cause I knew like all the hard stuff would be easier to do with one child.
Absolutely.
not two children. Yes. So yeah, I started all the hard stuff while I was pregnant with Quinn.
So did you deal with any like kind of internal conflicts when it came with motherhood and working or like building a business, or was that something that you always wanted to do, always on your heart? Like, what did that look like for you?
I am very type A workaholic kind of person. So when I had Oliver, I was like, I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom. I'm going to love it. It's going to be great. It's the hardest job in the world, as you
absolutely
know.
Absolutely.
So like I made it about 8 months with Oliver and I was just like, I can't just do this. Like, I don't feel fulfilled. I don't feel like I have a purpose outside of motherhood. And obviously raising children is a huge, huge job and task and emotional draining and stuff, but and it's also very rewarding, but like as they're growing too, like I feel like I was just so depleted. So that's when I got back into pole and then realized, you know what, I need to do something for me. Like my husband, he's an entrepreneur too. So it was like, he has time to have his own, you know, love and outside of home stuff and reward, right? And I was like, well, I want that too. And I know that I can't just be a stay-at-home mom anymore. Like I've tried it. It doesn't work for me. So when I was pregnant with Quinn, I went through all the certifications and all the training and the business planning and everything. And I just knew while I was going through all of that it was going to be, it's what I needed to do. And, and in that, while I had young children, a young child and another child on the way, I grew up in a household where my grandparents raised me, but my grandma was a breadwinner. So I grew up in a household where I like saw the mom working and providing and working hard and all the things. And that's always the path that I thought I was going to take, not saying that I'm the breadwinner at any means, but at least it was okay that the mom can work and have something of hers outside of, you know, motherhood. So for me, it wasn't really difficult having children and knowing that I can run a business, do something for me, be an athlete, all of these things. I know for some people they struggle because they struggle with the external things that they're being told, like you have to do this. It's like, no, you don't. You can do what you want to do. Yeah. I mean, it takes a village to raise a child anyway. So it's once. And that was one thing with Oliver too, like my oldest, I was a control freak with him. Like I didn't want anyone to be with him. I think I had some type of depression with him, but I was just so, once I learned how to like let go, I was much happier as a person, as a mother, as a spouse, as a friend, just everything. It was just great. But yeah, I didn't really have any like internal conflict when it came to wanting to own and run a business and be a mom at the same time. And I mean, you think about it too, like if you're successful and you're striving to do something more and you're trying to make a difference in your community, your children are going to see that. They're going to be raised around that. And they're going to see like my mom's happy. The people she teaches are happy. Like we have all of these positive influences in their lives that they're going to see as they grow up and want to also strive for more, at least it's the hope. Yeah. Right. So like, I think it's really important that the kids don't just see mom sacrificing absolutely everything of hers to be a mom. Like they should see mom being happy, being her, doing what she loves, making a difference while also being able to be a mom and making a difference for your kids.
Quick time out from the show to let you know that I am looking for the next women that I'm going to mentor on my team. This is within Team Beachbody. We get to lock arms together. I get to be your mentor, building a business, working on your health goals, and empowering others. So if you are someone who would love to get healthier, who loves prioritizing working out and eating well and sharing your story on social media and being a light and uplifting others, and would love a way to make extra income, even if it's alongside a full-time career or in the cracks of motherhood, whatever it is, you can build this in a way that feels best to you. So if you want to work with me closely to grow as a person, to become a better mother, to become a better wife, to become a more empowered human being, that is literally what we do every single day. And if you follow me on social media, you already know what we do as coaches. You already know what it looks like to be a successful coach, because that's what I share, just my life. And that is what I do. And I would love to help more women have an opportunity to literally transform your health, transform your mindset, transform your community of people that you're surrounded with, and be able to transform your financial opportunity with this business. I can't wait to chat with you. If you want some more info about it, go to MicahFolsomFit.com/transformyourlife. Put in your email. I will be able to send you all of the nitty-gritty deets. And if you want to chat one-on-one with me, I am an open book. Ask me all the questions. Tell me your fears. Tell me your reservations. Ask me if you'd be a good fit. I will be honest with you. I can promise you that. So shoot me a message at Micah Folsom Fit and we can chat there. I cannot wait to work with you. Yeah, I love this so much because as we all know, like there's so much just noise on social media. There's so many like big messages out there that are like like there's nothing wrong with just being a mom and there's nothing this and right. Stop trying to do this and stop trying to do that. And what if this is like, and I'm like, okay, I get it. I know motherhood is incredible. And it's also okay to want to do other things. Like, and I just, sometimes I'm like, I just hate that there's so many people like trying to like, be like, you should think like this and you should whatever. Right. It's like, you know, in your heart, what is right for you. So yes. Just like quiet the noise and just do what is best for you. Like, you know,
for sure. For sure.
Right. So I want to talk before we have to wrap up. I want to talk about vision. I am like, all my listeners know, it's like one of my favorite things ever in the whole wide world. How has that impacted your life? Like, where do you land in all of this vision stuff?
Okay. So I'll backtrack a little bit. So the name of my business is Beautiful Bodies Fitness. So based off of my previous experience at a pole studio that I attended, it was a great experience, but there were also times where I saw like newbies be kind of not outcasted, but not welcomed as well as like I would have liked. And I wasn't even an instructor there or anything. So it was just kind of just the things that I noticed. And I was like, you know, whenever I do open a studio, that's not going to happen. So when my vision for the studio in general, and like everyone that walks through our doors, is that everyone is welcome, no matter who they are. Like, they need to feel welcomed. Like, even if they're really shy because they're like so new to this, like most people walk into the studio and kind of intimidated because they don't know what to expect, but it's like, we're welcoming, we're loving, we're encouraging, like no negativity, nothing. Because anyone can do pole. Like, a lot of times people are so limiting anyways, when it comes to like, you're so strong, I could never be like that. I'm like, it's just training. Like, you have to train it. It doesn't look like that. Like, you have to literally train it and have a specific path to get there.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. Like, I wanted everyone to feel included and make sure they have a safe space to come to and like a place so it could be family. Now a vision as well for Beautiful Bodies was the whole reason it's called Beautiful Bodies is that we are all beautiful in our own bodies. I want people to understand, like, no matter what their goals are and where they strive to be, like what their appearance is or how their health is, like they should love themselves where they are. While they're loving themselves where they are, they also enjoy and love their journey of growth. We're always growing. Like, there's no like cap of growth.
Right.
Like, we have to always be in a mindset where we are always trying to do better than yesterday. Like, be a better self than we were before, you know? So in this studio, like, I always constantly remind my students, and I always try to have my instructors remind our students as well, is like, you're beautiful the way you are. So like, if you ever have, and there are a lot of students will come in with that, have like that defeating mental energy of like, I'm just not strong enough. I'm too big for this. You can see it even if they don't say it. So yeah. It's kind of like, as an instructor, it's important here, at least, that like, you are capable of doing harder things than you're giving yourself credit for, and you're beautiful while you're doing it. Because I think so many labels too, and social media and just media in general, of like, you need to look this way. No, mm-hmm. You don't. Like, you're beautiful the way you are. If you want to work on your health, beautiful, you're working on your health, but still love yourself where you are. So that's like a biggest thing for like, that was my vision for Beautiful Bodies, is the everyone's welcomed and everyone is beautiful and they need to be happy with themselves as they continue to grow. But like, vision now, I have so many things I want to do. It's kind of ridiculous. Not only like for my own personal self of competing and trying to podium at Worlds and do these really hard things, because that's just more of a self-satisfaction thing, but it'll also inevitably grow the studio and it'll make us more seen, because mm-hmm. I have been on that world stage before. Now, like, my vision for the studio at this moment would be at least working towards having our students be comfortable with performing. So ironically, we actually have a showcase this Saturday. We have 10 performers, and I want them to, like, because when you perform, whether you're doing it in your home studio or you're competing, it's so rewarding. Like, it's so challenging and stressful and everything leading up to it. But like, it's 4 minutes, 3 to 4 minutes, depending how long your routine is. But it's that amount of time. Once you're done, no matter what happened, like, you gave it your all. You've been training so hard for it. You should feel so proud. Like, I would love for Beautiful Bodies to be able to turn into a studio you can come to and properly learn how to perform, compete, do all those avenues if you want to do them. But if you also don't want to do them, we are still like a compulsory type studio where you can just learn skills, have fun, and just progress that way. And one day, it's been on my list for like 3 years. You know how lists can just like keep growing. Eventually it'll get done. I would love to grow an online content where it's like, we have beginner moves, intermediate moves, advanced moves. My forte is like tricks and flips and dynamic static pole stuff. Our poles can either spin for you or they're completely static, so you have to create momentum yourself. I prefer static. So like, I want to be able to create an online platform where those that don't live here but still want to learn from me can still learn. So that's in the works at some point.
Very cool.
We'll get there.
Very cool. I love it. And I love that you mentioned, especially like when you're talking about your studio and stuff, just the clarity that you have around the stuff that matters to you, how you want them to feel when they walk through the door, the words that you use when you describe it. Like, that's what your instructors, that's what you embody. Like, when you're teaching and when you're, that is everything, because as you have that clarity, you literally align your behaviors, align your actions, align your thoughts. Like, everything gravitates towards what you want to create. Like, that is so powerful. And I think not enough people really take the time to create that clarity when it comes to the business they're building or the life. Oh my gosh, the life they're building, like, everything. Yes. So I just love how it's been woven into everything that you've done. Like, that
goes back to your values. Like,
absolutely.
What are your values? And as long as you stay true to your values and, professional or just personal, like, you, if you can stay true to your personal values and you care enough about them when you have it as a business, or you have a business and your professional values are the same, so it's always in alignment, and people will know that, like, you're not going to jump from here to here. Like, they see that you have a standard, this is what you've set, and you stick with that, and everyone has to be on board. And if they don't want to be on board, they don't have to be there, you know?
Yeah. And I love that you brought that up, because that literally is that is one of the most important things when it comes to building a life and building a business that just fuels you because you're so aligned in everything that you're doing. You're not one way when you're doing this, and you're not another way when you're doing that. And you're not like, that is when all of the internal conflict happens and you start to struggle and stress and this doesn't feel right. And it's because most people are not aligning those values in every area of their life. So yes, 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 yes.
Yes.
So good. So is there to the listeners who are like, okay, I'm a mom. I would love to do multiple things. I've always kind of held back. What would you say to her to just encourage her to go for everything that she wants in life?
You know, like most people, I feel like people are afraid of failure. And I think that's the biggest thing. Like even if you're a mom, and you're like, this is still my calling in life, right? I'm meant to be a mom 100% of the time. But you still like, if you know you're missing something and you want to progress, whether it be, I don't know, like starting a cooking class or whatever, right? I would tell that person, like, don't be afraid to fail, because failure is growth. Like you're going to always be growing. And even if you're afraid to step out of that, like being a mom box, but you like, don't know how to quote unquote balance, you know, like I'm afraid of that. Like you have to find what works best for you and your family and your situation. And not be afraid of it. Like go for it.
Yeah.
What's to stop you? Don't let other people stop you. If they're thinking like, oh, you're crazy for leaving a 9-to-5 job, if that's what it is, right, to go and pursue entrepreneurship in any realm of the word. And people are calling you crazy, even people that are close to you, it's like, shut them out. Like you do what you think and know to be best. Like you listen to your heart. It's going to tell you where to go. You just got to follow and not be afraid of it. So definitely just like go for it. Just go for it.
I love it. I love it. One more question, speaking specifically about failure and going for it. I know that you're a member of the LDS Church. Have you ever gotten any type of flack for what you do and all of the things? Cause I mean, I don't know, is that I could just see some people being very judgmental about it. And
Utah is pretty bad. We could go into this. Arizona, I haven't really struggled here as much. Like even my bishop was all on board. Like everyone has supported what I do. Granted, as long as you follow me and see what I'm doing, it's not like I'm stripping. I'm it's an avenue of fitness. It's very relevant to gymnastics and dance. It has just been labeled as such for so long in America and Canada. Yeah. Like everywhere else in the world, pole sport, pole fitness, pole dance is so accepted. It's like, it's infuriating here sometimes. but there has been a couple of times in Utah where it's like, there was a time in Glenn and I's marriage where he was always like hesitant to tell people what I was doing. He'd be like, yeah, she's opening a fitness studio. Like he would leave pole out of it. And then I'm over here like, yeah, I'm opening a pole fitness studio. And people are just like, no, I can show you what I'm doing and it'll make sense to you. And it's not like this provocative thing. And like, there was times when Glenn was like, he's like, I don't know how to like get the confidence to tell people like that you, what you're doing is like, accept them. Like, you just have to say it. Like you have to educate people what this is, because they have a mentality of, you know, what the media has said it has been for years, you know, in this country. So it's like, you just got to educate people. But, you know, for the most, like here in Arizona, I'm pretty accepted. It's just Utah where it's like, times I'm just like, I don't know if I should say this to you or if I should just let this be.
I mean, I think it's the ultimate conversation starter. Like, come on, let's go.
Right?
I love it.
Yeah. So, cool. I mean, it's been a blessing, but I am also a convert. So it's like, I've been before the church and also now a member of the church and kind of seeing both sides. So I can relate to people a little bit more, I think, but it also comes back down to values. As long as my values are strong, I won't be swayed in any direction.
Absolutely.
In alignment with my values, even doing what I do. So
I love it. I love it. I could just, I was like, I could just see you getting some and like that alone is what stops so many people from pursuing what they want to do. So I'm like, kudos to you. I'm like,
thanks.
I'm glad you didn't let any of that crap stop you.
No.
Okay. where can our listeners find you? Where can they follow along? See what you're doing. I love when you're posting your videos. I'm like, dude, that girl, she is legit goals. So where can they find you?
I have a couple different accounts, but my fitness account that has all the pole videos that I post of me and like my competition videos and whatnot is on Instagram. My handler is Bree_pole_dance_fit. And then our website. Okay. So if you ever like, can't remember all this, our website has the links to everyone's stuff, including my like Instagram links. But our website is beautifulbodiesaz.com. And then we have a Facebook page. If you just search Beautiful Bodies Fitness, we'll come up, or Arizona will come up. And we do have an Instagram business page as well, also under Beautiful Bodies Fitness. So
awesome. Yeah. Very, very cool, Bree. This was awesome. I love chatting with you. Thank you so much for being
on. Thank you for having me.
And good luck at Worlds. I'm so excited to hear how it goes. You're going to kill it.
It's going to be great.
It is. Well, thank you so much. You guys, if you found this to be valuable, if you loved it, if it resonated with you, make sure you share it with your friends, especially your girlfriends who just, you know, that they have so much in them that you just want to help encourage them to go for it. The more that we can just share stories about women that are literally just walking the walk, living the life that they want, not caring about what people say, not caring about external whatever, like this gives the women who feel like they need it the permission to just freaking go for it. So I love it so much. I'm here for all of this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You bet. All right. We will be back in another week. Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Wrapping up another episode, and I just want to thank you for sticking around. Before you head out, I would love to hear from you. It would mean the world to me if you left this podcast a quick review wherever you're listening from. And if you got some nuggets from the message today, don't forget to share it with your friends, your team, and your Instagram story so that anyone else who needs it can find it too. And be sure to tag me at Micah Folsom Fit so that I can shout you out and share your page with my friends. Thanks for hanging. Now let's go take action on those goals and dreams. Because if you can feel it in your heart and see it in your head, then you can hold it in your hand. So until next time, go do your craft.